Let's celebrate an Indian wedding. Hi, I'm Maya. I love to go on fun adventures in India with my brother, Neil. Hi, I'm Neil. We live in Chicago. We just landed in New Delhi to attend an Indian wedding. Join us. Hi, I am Chintu, the squirrel. I love to join my friends on their trips. This is a map of India. India is a big country. It has many states, languages, festivals, and dances. Do you see the blue area on the map? That is New Delhi. There are many, many ways of getting married in India. On this trip, Maya and Neil will celebrate a fun wedding in New Delhi. Maya, Neil, and Chintu arrive at their cousin Rishi's house. Rishi is getting married. Everyone is excited and happy. Rishi's friends are decorating the house with flowers, lights, and colorful cloth. Welcome, Maya, Neil, and Chintu. Thank you for coming to my wedding, Rishi says. Hi, Cousin Rishi. It is so nice to see you, Maya says. We are so excited to celebrate your Indian wedding, Neil replies. Maya and Neil go inside and unpack their suitcases. They both put on beautiful Indian clothes. You all look great, Rishi says. Hema will be so happy to see you. She is my bride. Let us go to her house for the Sangeet party. What is Sangeet? Ask Maya and Neil. It is a party for the bride and groom's families to meet before the wedding. We sing, dance, and eat and have lots of fun, Rishi says. They arrive at Hema's house. The whole house is decorated. There are lots of people. They are singing, dancing, and playing music. Hema's friends pull Maya, Neil, and Rishi on the dance floor. It is so much fun. They dance for a long time. Chintu jumps to the center of the dance floor and does some cool moves. Everyone laughs and cheers him on. The kids walk over and meet Hema. She looks very pretty in her Sangeet dress. She is wearing lots of sparkly jewelry. Someone is drawing on her hands with a green paste. Hema, what is this? Maya asks. This green paste is mehendi or henna. You can draw patterns on your skin with it, Hema replies. Like a tattoo? Maya asks. Hema smiles. No, mehendi will fade away in a few days. Neil and Maya's eyes light up. Can we get some too? They ask. Yes, of course, Hema replies. Maya, Neil, and even Chintu get fun patterns on their hands. They rush back to the dance floor to show everyone. The next evening is the wedding. The kids dress up and step outside. They see lots of family members and musicians waiting on the street. There is even a horse decorated in red, yellow, and orange colors. What is happening, Rishi? Neil asks. My family is getting ready to dance and walk in a procession to the wedding place. This procession is called a barat, Rishi says. Will you be walking with us then? Maya asks. No, I have a special ride, Rishi says and smiles. I'll ride the horse. Maya and Neil are very excited. They cannot wait to get started. Rishi invites Chintu to join him on the horse. Chintu hops on. The music begins. It's very festive and upbeat. Lots of people start dancing. Maya and Neil join the dancing. They dance and dance for a long time. They have a wonderful time in the barat. The barat finally reaches the wedding place, where Hema is waiting. Her family warmly welcomes everyone. Hema looks beautiful. There are musicians playing music on a stage. Is the man in the middle playing a trumpet? Maya asks. He is playing a shina. It is played a lot during weddings, Rishi says. Now it is time for Ramala. Rishi tells the kids, Hema and I will exchange flower garlands to begin the wedding. Hema puts a big flower garland on Rishi. Everyone claps. Now it is Rishi's turn. Hema whispers something in Chintu's ears. Chintu gives a big naughty smile. Rishi tries to put the garland on Hema. Chintu hops on Hema's head to block Rishi. Rishi stands on his toes, but Chintu hops higher. Rishi stretches his arms, but Chintu hops even higher. Everyone laughs and claps. Finally, Chintu hops down. Rishi puts the garland on Hema. Hema gives a special high five to Chintu for his help. Hema and Rishi walk to the wedding stage. It is called a manda. They remove their shoes and sit in front of a big fire. The priest begins the wedding ceremony. Suddenly, Maya and Neil see the two kids sneaking up behind Rishi. The two kids pick up Rishi's shoes and run away. Maya and Neil whisper to Rishi, "Your shoes are gone." Hema chuckles softly. Rishi sighs and smiles. Thankfully, I have some money with me, Rishi says. Maya and Neil cannot figure out what Rishi means. They decide to wait and find out. ties and knots between Hema and Rishi's clothes. Hema and Rishi walk 7 times around the fire. Why do they walk around the fire? Maya asked the priest quietly. They are promising to take care of each other. The priest explains. Everyone claps and cheers. Once the forests are done, Hema and Rishi are now officially married. The guests walk over to congratulate Hema and Rishi. They give them gifts and their best wishes. The kids who swiped Rishi's shoes come and surround him. The kids, Rishi, it is time to sit, give us a treat if you want your shoes back. They laugh and say, Rishi smiles, he hands them some money. He also gives them some candy and other treats. The kids give his shoes back. Aha, now we solve the mystery of Rishi's shoes. Maya laughs. Dinner time! Everyone walks over to the dining hall. Maya and Neil see a big feast of delicious food. The bread station catches their attention. A cook is swirling some dough over his head. Are you making pizza? Neil asks. No, this is called rumali roti. It is a large and thin bread, just like a large handkerchief or rumal, the cook explains. Maya and Neil try some rumali roti, and they love it. They enjoy a yummy meal and go back for more. In no time, they are stuffed. After dinner, Hema and Rishi get ready to leave in a car. The car is decorated with flowers. Everyone surrounds them to say goodbye. Thank you for coming to our wedding, Maya, Neil, and Chintu, Hema and Rishi tell them. The car drives away. Wow, that was the best wedding I have been to, Maya says. Yes, from the music, dancing, and decorations to the fun customs like sneaking shoes, I loved it all. Neil adds, we cannot wait for our next adventure. I wonder what that will be. We hope we can join us then. Maya, Neil, and Chintu say, until then, namaste. Weddings around India. There are many ways of getting married in India. Here are some special things people do in different parts of India. In Tamil Nadu, the bride and groom sit on a decorated swing. Family members move the swing. They also feed them milk and bananas. In West Bengal, the groom wears a topper on his head. The bride wears a mukut. They are made from shola. Shola is milky white sponge just like wood. In Manipur, instead of fire, the bride and groom walk around a plant called Tulsi. The bride's beautiful outfit is called Ras Lila. And Mahara Kshetra, a shawl is placed between bride and groom so that they cannot see each other. This silk is shawl is called Antarpat. It is removed after prayers and vows, and it is as if the bride and groom are seeing each other for the very first time. The end.